My first guest of the final hour is with me. He is Ben Dror Yemeni. He's an Israeli journalist, author, and political commentator. And we're going to be talking about J.D. Vance's visit. Ben Dror, thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Powerful words coming from J.D. Vance yesterday. I just want to quote them. If Hamas refuses to cooperate, it will be obliterated. How were those words received by Israelis yesterday? And how significant are his remarks for Israel's diplomatic and security positioning right now?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question because the same question we are asking ourselves. Because just to remind us all, we heard this kind of expressions from President Trump, who is a good friend of Israel, needless to say, but he said it again and again. But they are not going to send soldiers. The meaning is that Israel will have to continue the war, but they do not want any continuation of this war. Most of the Israelis do not want this war. So it's a kind of enigma. What he's talking about exactly? I mean, he forced Israel, and maybe, I think, rightly so, to end the war. So what he's telling us now, that we will have to continue, it's not really clear. We are asking ourselves what he's speaking about, because they forced Netanyahu to sign this agreement for ceasefire, to end the war, to release all the hostages. So where are we going to? We don't know. We just know one thing, that right now the orders are coming from Washington, not from Jerusalem. And I'm sorry that I'm not so nice, but this is the situation right now.
He spoke about if Hamas refuses to cooperate. That's an interesting word. Expecting them to cooperate. What does that realistically look like? What does cooperation from Hamas realistically look like?
The meaning is that Hamas should actually do whatever is written in the agreement, which includes the disarming of all the Gaza Strip. Something which is supposed to happen in the next weeks, the upcoming weeks. Now, will Hamas disarm itself? I'm not sure about that. Mm. Who is going to impose it? I mean, the American soldiers, as I said, are not going to impose it. Who? Qatar and Turkey, they are part of the Muslim Brothers. Who is going to impose it? I mean, for them, it's just like to let the cat guard the milk, you know. And so it's not clear, will Israel return to fighting? It's not clear. And so we have a lot of question marks. Yes, I know that I'm a commentator, I'm a journalist, I'm supposed to give some answers sometimes. No, I don't have an answer, I have to admit. I don't know what he's talking about. And I do hope that he knows what he's talking about. Because this kind... Yeah, no, because this kind of expressions we heard already from the president of the United States.
How's this being heard? You know, how's this being heard by Hamas? When he uses a word like that, obliteration, how's that being heard? Or does it matter? Do they care?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, because Hamas is not afraid from anything. I mean, they are not afraid. They right now they control 50% of the Gaza Strip. They do control, even if most of the combatants were killed during the war. But yet they do control the Gaza Strip. There is not any other power. They said that we thought that there would be some families and we saw demonstrations even against the Hamas. But this is it. This is it. There is not any real power that can actually impose Hamas to disarm. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that this kind of international regional power is going to disarm the Hamas. But I hope that I'm wrong, and I hope that it will happen. I don't know exactly how and who is going to do it. But you know what? He surprised us. We have to admit, that Donald Trump surprised Israel by forcing the prime minister to do what is quite necessary even for Israel. But what will be the next stage? We do not know. He surprised us once. Maybe he will surprise us again. And I hope it will be for good and not for bad.
Well, we all do. I was surprised by the fact that it was J.D. Vance who was on the plane. I know that he represents that movement within MAGA, that is America First, that really doesn't want to be fighting anybody else's wars or being involved in anybody else's wars in any way. And more worrying than any of that was the fact that today I saw in the Jerusalem Post, I don't know if you saw it, but they have just published an opinion poll stating that for the very first time, 59%, Ben Dror, 59% of Americans favor the recognition of a Palestinian state. So Israel's, never mind the tough talk by Trump and J.D. Vance, its position in America has been weakened significantly.
First of all, yes, because of the war, there is a huge change against Israel in the public opinion among the Americans, which is quite regrettable. And sorry to tell you, but I don't think that the Israeli policy of this government was clever in order to prevent it. Unfortunately, I wrote it once and again, and you know, I'm a devoted Zionist, and I'm defending Israel in so many ways. But this government did not behave in the right way, unfortunately. But I have to tell you that I'm not that much impressed from polls, because polls, you know, people change their mind, and okay. what we need is leadership. We need leadership in Israel. We need leadership that can do and can say what is good for Israel. Now, for example, I'll give you just an example of what I'm talking about. I mean, once and again, Israel could say, yes, we are willing to have a Palestinian state, but we have conditions, of course. Now, Israel did it already for many years. And just to remind you, just from a few weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu signed an agreement that included in paragraph 19 self-determination and statehood for the Palestinians. So he was, yes, maybe he was forced to do it, but why not to initiate it? Why not to do it by yourself? Let the Palestinians say no. Israel was, the Zionist movement was clever because the Zionist movement always said, yes, we are willing to make peace. It was the Arabs and the Palestinians who always said no. Why to change the role of Israel? Why? Why do we need to hear from our leaders that they say no? You can say yes, and we know
that they'll say no.
Yeah, of course. So why to lose from both sides? And that, unfortunately, that's what happened. I want Israel to live in peace. But this peace does not mean that we need a Hamas-Palestinian state. No, we don't. So we could put the preconditions. But to say yes, we are willing.
I'm going off topic a little bit here, but I believe
give
it
us peace.
I was saying Ben Dror.
But it unfortunately did not happen. Unfortunately,
what did happen yesterday is that he got rid of Tzachi Hanegbi. It seems like he doesn't like any kind of opposition whatsoever, Mr. Netanyahu. And it's just interesting the timing of that move. In light of the fact that it was his 76th birthday yesterday, or so we were told, it suddenly dawned on me that one of the most difficult tasks that historians are going to have worldwide is determining Benjamin Netanyahu's legacy. And I just wondered, have you got any thoughts on that? How do you think he's going to be remembered?
We don't know, because you know what? Maybe there will be some good surprises, like more states that will join the Abraham Accords, maybe Saudi Arabia, maybe other states. We don't know. Maybe there will be any kind of agreement with Syria and maybe even with Lebanon, because you know there is change, a positive change. Not everything is negative. There is a positive change. So why not to use it? for the benefit of Israel. It can happen with Saudi Arabia, maybe with Syria and Lebanon too. And you know, instead of the ring of hostility that we faced, the ring of jihad that we were surrounded with, that
sure.
we were circled with, we can have a ring of peace surrounding us. It can happen. It can happen. It's not an illusion. It's not a dream. Palestinians will see that most of the Arab countries are actually with good relationship with Israel, according to the Abraham Accord spirit. And so maybe this is something that will convince them to change their traditional historical rejectionism. Maybe, just maybe. I hope government that will do the best for Israel.
Ben-Dor, you know what? I'm going to leave it there because that is such a wonderful, positive place. You've left us with such hope after 2 years of hell. You've really given me a nice point to leave it at today. What did you say? Im tirtzu ein zo agada. If you wish it, it isn't necessarily a legend.
Yeah, exactly.
Good place to leave it. Thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.